What's good, everybody? You know who it is. It is your boy Keith Fit, and this is another episode of Keith Fit TV. What's dope about this is I got my main man B-Zach with me.
Yo, yo, my boy Keith, what's the deal? What's the deal?
What's happening, boy? So we over here right now on set.
Yes, sir.
For the new movie Workout Partners.
Yes, sir.
Right? Dope. So a lot of what I do on the podcast and what I bring to the viewers listening in is some positive, encouraging things. However, what's dope is each individual has a different life story, right?
Yes, sir.
So what's awesome about you being here is the fact that you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? So if you can, give a little bit about how you got started in doing what it is that you do.
All right, man, for sure, man. Well, it kind of started when I was young, for real, bro.
Okay.
I saw my mom doing church plays. She would take me to church and she would do plays, and I would be real intrigued in those. And I'm like, damn, I definitely want to do those plays.
Yeah.
For sure. So I kind of tapped in. I was going to a church. It was a real diverse church. You know, I wasn't really going to a black church at the time, but the church was diverse. So they did like a whole bunch of church plays, and I happened to be in a church play. It wasn't a big role, but it was a little cool role. You feel me? And I liked it. I ended up liking it for real. So I kind of just kept doing it. I started dancing. I was always dancing. My dad taught me how to dance, and my cousin taught me how to dance. So that really took me in a different lane with just being around the arts.
Yeah,
and just being in different areas. I had hopped in this program called HYT in middle school. It's Heights Youth Theater.
Okay.
So they was doing plays and stuff. They'd take like the youth and do plays. And I was in like middle school, and my bro Malcolm, he was in elementary school, and I was in the Wiz. I was doing this. I did the Scarecrow.
Okay.
Yeah. So back then my voice was lighter, and he was the Lion. But we was the only two black dudes in the cast.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So we was the only two black dudes in the cast. In the Wiz.
Yeah.
And we just had fun. I was doing a little beatbox thing. And he would sing, and we would just have fun like that. So years later, he ended up going to Heights too. I went to Cleveland Heights High School, and he came there when he was a freshman. I was already a junior, so I already made my name in school for real. You know, he was a freshman. He was still trying to get used to shit. You feel me? So I had shared a locker with him.
Okay.
You feel me? Took him under my wing. You see what I'm saying? You know, shit that big bro do.
You feel me?
So, but we ended up just having fun with the shits and sitting at the lunch table rapping and just doing a whole bunch of different stuff. But I always found myself acting too. I always found myself doing, like I took theater in Heights.
Okay.
I took theater at Heights for 4 years, so I was really studying theater.
Okay.
I would do all the one act plays that my theater teacher brought to me, and I was really like, I would do these one act plays every year.
Yeah.
And I would really do that, and I would stay away from the main plays that the high school would do, because the main plays that the high school would do, it would only be musicals. I couldn't sing at the time, and I was just focused on really acting. I mean, I like musicals, don't get it wrong, because I started off doing the musicals, but
right,
I wanted to like veer away from that, and I was like, it got to be other opportunities in here where I can't just, it's like I want to roll where I'm just acting, I don't got to sing, and you see what I'm saying?
I wanted
to do some other stuff. So went to the Ensemble Theater, which was at Coventry.
Okay.
And I found out I could get paid for acting.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like, oh well, shit. I'm like, all right, well, cool. It was literally another.
All right. So yeah. So my bad, y'all. Brief interruption. Had a little phone call come through. That's all right. I apologize, but we're not gonna stop the fire. We're not gonna stop the we're gonna keep it hot in here. We're not gonna stop the heat. You know what I'm saying? So you were talking about how you got started off of church as a youngin.
Yes, sir.
That's when it started to pique your interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pursued you carried that out through high school and Cleveland Heights, where you was there for 4 years, and you started doing theater and studying theater and things like that.
Yeah.
So from what I'm getting, it's pretty much something that you was interested in off off rip.
Like, yeah, off GP. I always wanted to do it, like, ever since I was young. And I played sports, too. Yeah. I played football. I played basketball. I played baseball. I did all of that when I was younger. I tried every sport out just to see which one I liked the best.
Yeah.
You feel me? So my dad put me in basketball and baseball and football. I asked him. I said, Dad, why didn't you keep me in basketball? He said, I wanted you to tell me what you wanted to do.
Yeah,
I said, well, honey, he said, you ain't tell me you wanted to play basketball all the time. You ain't want to play, but you just wanted to play football. I said, all right, I respect that for sure. And that's what I wanted to do when I was a kid. But I saw, when I grew up, I saw all these kids. I said, these niggas know how to play football and basketball. You feel me? I said, damn. But I had so many talents, I wasn't really worried. Like, I already know how to play football. So that was just a blessing within itself. Just being on the sports team, and my mom put me in the ballet and tap dance class just so I could be elusive on the field.
Right.
But I learned some discipline with that too. Just on the dancing side, that made me a better dancer. Cause I was always doing hip hop. So in middle school, me and my niggas had a dance group, and we would just get called on to do weddings and birthday parties and come turn it up, and we would get paid for it for dancing. And this was before dancing was a thing. Like, dancing was really cool. Like, now it's you got people going TikTok dancing.
Yeah.
And you feel me? Like, when I got in high school, niggas clowned us for dancing. You see what I'm saying? Niggas clowned us for dancing, and we were really good. Like, we was taking niggas' bitches off dancing. Like,
man.
You see what I'm saying? So I see why niggas was clowning. They're right, like, just dancing. You feel me? Yeah. So, but I still switched it up. I kind of stopped, like, dancing, like, junior year, senior year. I just stopped for real. We just kind of stopped dancing and started making music.
Okay.
Got right when me and my bro Malcolm went viral. I was talking to you earlier about it.
Yeah.
He was singing and I was beatboxing in it, and we went viral. That's where the followers came from.
Okay.
So yeah, so people started calling me a beatboxer. They put me in this category and limited me, and it was like, yeah, they're going to beatboxer that beat with Malcolm.
Right.
Malcolm beat with me.
Yeah. On
you
the
see
real.
What I'm saying? And on the real, you feel me? On the real end of the tip, Malcolm was with me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But people, that's how the media saw it.
Yeah.
You be with Malcolm.
Right.
I mean, if that's how y'all looking at it, that's not the truth. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, that's a little bro, and I always want success for little bro. You feel me? I'm not talking down on him or anything, but that's how people looked at it. They thought I was his little bro, some crazy shit like that. But it wasn't. You see what I'm saying?
That wasn't the case.
So, but I kind of stopped dancing, and I had to just kind of like rebrand myself. I kind of wanted to show people I do more than just beatbox. You see what I'm saying? Even when Malcolm got signed, it wasn't like Big Boy asked him. He got signed by Big Boy. Big Boy was one of his first artists from Outkast.
Okay.
That signed Malcolm, and they didn't ask, can the beatboxer rap or spit or make music or even let alone think about throwing me on the track and making it like that. But at the time when he got signed, I knew God had special plans for me, because I wouldn't know what to do with wasn't ready to get signed like that.
Right.
You feel me? So I just really had to rebrand myself from high school until now. I had gained 30,000 followers from high school until now.
Oh, wow.
And just by rebranding myself, by making skits, putting out music on my own. I'm in a group called Blase. We all make music. We got a Wu-Tang thing going on. We all got our individual sounds. You see what I'm saying?
That's
so
we
a group. We, you know, we won for real.
Yeah.
But we all still do make individual projects, and we kind of had to, like, make individual projects for ourselves just for people to take us seriously on the music side, because they weren't taking us seriously at all. Now people giving us our flowers. We're all like, when y'all dropping some stuff, when y'all dropping the music stuff. So I always tap back into the acting. When I got to school, I studied theater acting and directing. I went to Baldwin Wallace College.
Okay.
So my first year of college, I studied theater acting and directing with a minor in business administration. I was in a web series called Lengths and Tributes. Sasha shot it. It was directed by Blame Swoop. Jill who wrote helped write Workout Partners that we on the set today. She wrote that. She helped write that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so she helped write Lengths and Tributes. And I was young. I was 18 shooting Lengths and Tributes, and I was in college, so I wasn't really focused on college. I said, fuck college, for real.
Yeah.
So I ended up dropping out of college the end of my first year. So I was like, I wasn't really focused. I said, if I'm not going to be here and not focused, it's no point in me going to school.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I'm wasting money at this point.
Right.
I mean, I made plenty of networks. With so many people, I still got these people in my pocket today. I still made relationships that first year, and a lot of them I call my brothers. I still got people that I can call on who I went to school with that first year that'll look out for me. Crazy, you see what I'm saying? So, I respect that about college, because I got just relationships I didn't know I was gonna even keep.
Yeah,
you feel me? Just going off of college, in college you and me, a lot of real niggas. You see what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you know.
Yeah, most definitely, man. From my own experience, man. But I like what you're saying, bro. Like, cause what like everything that you've been telling me. I don't know if you were finished sharing the story or not, but I'm gonna dive in on what you've been expressing to me. You know what I mean? I'm gonna break it down for the viewers listening in,
for sure,
get it and catch it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What you are, what you've been, was a man who had a dream. Off rip, you locked in on it. Not even really paying attention to the fact that, you know what I mean, this, it could blossom into something bigger. Now, you began to understand the possibilities as you continued on your path. Church. But at first, in church, as a youngin', you're not thinking much of it.
No,
like,
not at all.
Yeah, just the experience, right?
Not at all.
But you kept it going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that is beautiful, because what I be telling the viewers listening in is, you know, when you got a dream and you hold it within your mind and you constantly picture it every day, you know what I'm saying, you begin to say, okay, that can be me.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be me?
Mm.
You got to set goals in front of you to lead you to that, and
100.
Those goals, you did, you set that, you went, started off in church, boom. Then said, okay, I'm in high school, Cleveland Heights. Let me get into theater. Let me learn more. Let me see what I can do to expand my mind on what it is on my career path.
Keep
right?
it real.
So that's another goal that you set. 4 years, boom, boom, boom. Then you go to college,
mm-hmm.
but you major in theater.
Acting
right?
and directing, yeah.
More goals setting in front of you. You know what I mean? Then you and your brother, Malcolm, link up, y'all doing the bebop thing and the hip hop rap thing, right?
Yeah.
That's another goal. What happened with that was things might have looked for a second like they were going sideways because people were paying your man's Malcolm more attention.
Yeah, and it was, and you feel me? And at the time we was pushing Malcolm.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm tagging, you feel me? We trying to get Malcolm up out of here.
Yeah.
Cause I know like it's always gonna be room for me to shine. You
for
see
sure.
what I'm saying? I could step in a room, it'd be 100 people. Niggas gonna look at me. You see what I'm
for
saying?
Sure, for
you
sure.
see what I'm saying? So, but
sure.
I was like, we gonna push Malcolm. We gotta push little bro. He's talented. You feel me? And my thing was, I always know somebody gonna look out for me. You see what I'm saying? People was like, damn, B's like, you cool with the lames, the popular niggas, the weirdo. Yeah, I'm cool with everybody because this nigga might own a multi-million dollar, mm-hmm. billion dollar business. This lame right. that you talking about might own a multi-million dollar billion. He might own the Browns one day.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So he gonna be like, oh yeah, I remember B-Zack, that cool ass nigga who got hella followers who's doing this entertainment thing. I want him to come host the Jay-Z, some crazy shit like that. You see what I'm saying? Cause I looked out and I wasn't no asshole in high school.
Right.
That shit go a long way, believe it or not.
For sure.
You see what I'm
but
saying?
But you don't, but as a child, I mean, yeah, I mean, as a high school student, you're not paying that no attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, as a grown man reflecting back on it, you know what I mean? You can see, okay, how it could.
Yes,
but
sir.
That's why it's important to, I be speaking a lot about, you know what I mean, encouragement, spreading love, spreading positivity. It's important because, like you just said, you never know who is who
exactly.
and where anybody's life can go.
Exactly.
When you was talking about your buddy, your brother, he branched off and he's doing his thing.
Yes, sir.
But he ignited something within you to allow you to grow and blossom and continue to do your thing. And now you've seen it was possible. And what it is exposure is the main key when it comes to growth and development towards success or your dreams or your goals or whatever, is exposure. Once you expose yourself to the path,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to navigate. Like,
yes,
you expose yourself to see, oh my goodness, what he doing this now?
Right, no, for
right.
real.
Right, and that's my boy. You know what I mean? Now I got a connection here, right? Where no telling where that can take you
exactly
in your
exactly.
career. You know what I mean? Same
exactly.
with the individuals that you met in college and the connections you made in college, you know what I mean? You planted seeds.
100.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about, man, when it comes to life, is just constantly planting seeds, because life is a game of chess, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of cats out, a lot of people, individuals out here playing checkers.
Amen.
And for a while, you know what I mean? Personally, I've been doing it too.
Mm.
But once you begin to understand, like, oh, snap, what? No, the ball's in my court. I'm the point guard of this game.
Yes, sir.
And I'm controlling everything.
Yes, sir.
It becomes a lot easier to take those steps and take certain actions and connect with certain people. And then next thing you know, you look up and look at you, B, you traveling. You got X, Y, and Z going on. Like,
keep it real.
Yeah, like, keep where are you right now today? You know what
I'm
saying?
We on a set of workout
parties. We on
shooting
a set.
Shooting a movie, bro.
Shooting a movie, bro. Yeah, come on going. Now. Yeah. Like, that's big.
And yes,
that's,
sir.
And that happened because of everything that you allow in your past to line up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You was like I said, you the point guard, bro. So you was navigating the court,
right?
As a young dude,
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And when people say the world revolves around you, it kind of does. You control what happens in your life. You feel me? You control the world. Does revolve around you and your world. You see what I'm saying? It revolves around me too and mine. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know I wanted to be in the movie. I always manifested it. You see what I'm saying? I was doing all these extra roles. God bless me with one that I could have as a lead.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And you had a goal to get big.
Yep.
Get swole.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying? And look, you done got roles where
you could be a
super villain in Marvel, for real. You biggest.
For real.
You see what I'm saying? Even a hero, though. You
right.
see what I'm
Even
saying?
Even a hero.
You feel
Either
me?
Way.
Anything you want to be, because the world is, you feel me? You got the world in your hands. Like we do. We got it at our fingertips. Like, you can look up how to do anything you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to beatbox by YouTube, by watching Biz Markie, rest in peace, and Dougie Fresh.
Wow.
By just studying them, like, even like interviews, like, I try to watch interviews because I feel like speaking is important. I feel like somebody should know how to speak. Like,
absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people that go do interviews, do podcasts. You're a well spokesman.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I don't even know if I said it right, but you know how to talk well. Hey, you see what I'm saying? Especially like, and I'm still trying to learn how to talk better.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And like, I keep saying, you see what I'm saying? Like,
no,
and stuff like that. But
and you're absolutely right,
right,
bro. But you know, people, I mean, as you see from what it is that the life that you live,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, your life, God places individuals in your life for a reason.
Exactly.
Connections are made for a reason. Iron sharpens iron, you know what I'm saying? So if you doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know what I mean, pointers you might need or whatnot, I'll be more than happy to, you know what I mean,
100.
Help you out on your path. Why? Because I want to see you win. Because
when you live
life, see, people got the misconception that it's all about me. In an aspect, in a sense, it is.
Yeah.
But it's really not.
Facts.
Because what? Each one teach one. We born on this earth together. Like I'm talking to you. You was born, you come from wherever you come from, you know what I mean? And we connect, but now we connected, and now, you know what I'm saying, when we branch off after this movie is done and stuff, you know what I mean, hopefully we stay connected.
Yes,
right,
sir.
You learn, I learned something from you, listening to you and speaking to you, and hopefully you is the same energy from me.
Yeah, likewise,
you know what I'm saying?
Always.
And that's what it's about, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So I like everything that you were saying. So, you got the, what you got coming up? Let's talk about what you got coming up, bro.
Okay. I mean, really, for real, I've really just been diving into this role of Dre.
Yeah.
For working on workout partners.
Okay.
I really, to be honest, I got a performance coming up. I'm in a fashion show.
Okay.
Next month, I'm modeling in it and performing. It's called The Prototype. It's
Go
December
ahead.
16th. So I mean, I'm really just trying to get all my stuff together for real before
mm-hmm.
this movie takes off. I gotta get more headshots. I gotta get I just got my acting resume together.
Okay,
so
good
I'm
stuff.
Gonna get my acting reel together next, and then after that, it's all about looking for the right agent and
Bro.
Looking for the right manager. If you feel
I
me,
heard
just
that.
Just to guide this great talent, because
Absolutely.
I can not only make myself a lot of money, but I can make others a lot of money as well.
Right.
You see what
sure.
I'm saying? And then that's what it's gonna be. But I'm always in it for the passion. Like, I was doing a lot of stuff for free at
yeah.
one point, and I didn't
Man.
Know I should have been charging. You
Man.
See what I'm saying? Because I didn't have no manager or no agent,
but,
and I was young. You see what I'm saying? So it was a lot of stuff I was doing for. Yeah, I got you, bro. Yeah,
type
feel me?
Stuff.
Exposure.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And niggas wasn't offering me cheese
mm-hmm.
at the same time too.
Absolutely.
So at the same time, people could have been belittling me not knowing I'm just trying to do this out the kindness of my heart.
Right.
You feel me? But now it's different. Now, I didn't reach another level where I am getting paid for my content.
Man.
I'm getting paid for putting out stuff. I'm getting paid for being in a certain place.
For real.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, like you said, things work in your favor, and God aligns your path and align certain stuff up with. So just so you can win.
Just so you can win, man. Just so you can win. We not here to if it's true that God made us all in his image and God is, you know what I mean, God, then you know what I mean? What does that make us? You know what I'm saying? No, we're not God.
Right.
But that means we're destined for greatness.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
It's impossible to think.
Facts.
I mean, it's impossible for it to not be the case when, as you're maneuvering through life and you're on your path, you know what I mean? And you know you're on the right path, nothing but positivity and prosperity comes from it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, you didn't, wasn't getting paid earlier on. But now, like you said, you getting paid now. You know what I'm saying? And same here, broski. Like, it was, okay.
Hello?
So, yeah, man. So, it's all about staying on the path, you know, the path that's laying in front of you. And how do you know what's the right path is you just follow your heart. You
yes,
know
sir.
What I mean? You got your dreams. The dreams, they say dreams is the proof of what God has for you. You know what I mean? Laying in your future, you know what I mean? No, I can't see it. I don't have it in my hands right now, but every time I close my eyes, I see myself driving that Porsche. Well,
right.
Guess what? God got that Porsche waiting for you.
Yeah,
you know
facts,
what I'm saying? And the path is right there as long as you just keep seeing it.
Facts, brother.
And you keep moving.
Yeah.
You're going to get there. It's been a pleasure having you, B.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You've been sharing your experiences, and from your experiences, I believe that the viewers listening in can absorb a lot of the knowledge information and use it to encourage them and motivate them to keep taking steps forward. That's what it's about, spreading love constantly and everything. But we're not going to be here for long. We actually about to close out because we got to get on set.
Yes, sir. We got to get back to it.
But I appreciate you, B, again, man.
I appreciate
thanks for,
you having me, bro.
Man, no problem, man. Thanks for coming, bro.
Yes, sir.
And
a pleasure.
This is just another episode of Keep Fit TV, all right?
Hey,
so to the viewers, keep checking in. Like, you know what I mean? Share. Do the thing. Spread the word. It's all about spreading positivity. Each one teach one. I'm just trying to help you guys move forward. You know what I mean? And my dude B right here, B Zach, he's trying to help you guys move forward as well. Oh, before I close out, bro, let the viewers know where they can follow you at.
Oh yeah, for sure. No problem. You can follow me on the gram at BZak, BZAK. Follow me on Twitter at itsBZak, ITSBZAK. I got TikTok, all of that. Whatever you got, I'm on.
Ah.
So you can find me there. And I do make music too. So you will be entertained once you do follow me.
For
I appreciate that.
For sure. No problem, bro.
Yes, sir,
hey,
my boy.
Check my dude BZak out, y'all. Until next time, we out of here.